We're going to be turning to Matthew, so if you want to go there first, this is the beginning of this week's Torah portion. So many of the phrases in the Torah in these sections start the same. You're going to find that teruma, Teruma, you're going to find, actually happens pretty far into the portion because so much of the beginning phrases. So it says, Vadabar Yahweh El Moshe Laomer Dabar El B'nei Israel Vayik Huli Teruma. There's Teruma right there. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the Israelites and have them bring me an offering. Now, offering is an interesting word. It means to raise up, to lift up. Now, that's important for just to understand what's going on. But the focus of what I want to talk about is value. Value is what you give a price to something. How important is it? Okay? What do we value? Well, for some, we value treasures. And I don't care. There's a great line in the Pirates of the Caribbean where the pirates are going through and there's a question of whether the person's a pirate or not. And he goes, well, treasure isn't always gold. Everybody wants to collect a treasure. But treasures aren't always gold. So understand, the reality being is you're going to go after treasures. But what are those treasures? Dreams. Your dreams and aspirations can be something you value. The question is going to be, do they match up with Yahweh's? Okay? Your expectations. This is probably one of the greatest, and I'll tell you, I struggle with this all the time, idols that we have. We have expectations, and when those expectations are not met, you want to talk about murmuring. You want to talk about poison and viper and angry words. Expectations, we value them. Inheritances, no matter what they are, what's passed down. Honor, being honored, being looked up to. We love and we value control over things. To feel out of control is very hard. We like influence. We like the ability. And there's a good side to this. We love to help, to influence, to support in a positive way other people. Turn me to Matthew 6, 19 to 24. Matthew 6. 19 to 24. We know this section, but I'm always a big believer, if we can, to go ahead and reread it, because that's one more time that we're hearing it. One more time that seed gets planted. Starting with verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, meaning what you're focusing on, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye, your focus, is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Cannot. This is the reality of having a mix of things that you value. So, focus. Lays up treasures in heaven. Is that a retirement plan? You're putting it aside? No. We'll get to how to do that today. How do you lay up your treasures in heaven? It's in this week's Torah portion specifically. Where your treasure is, so your heart will be. Meaning your desires, your heart, your wants, your loves, your ambition, that's your heart. Wherever your treasure is, that's the target you're headed towards. That's where your heart's going to be. That's what's going to be in. We cannot serve Yahweh and mammon. And mammon, if you go up the word, is treasures or riches. We cannot. We can't be of both minds. So change in values. Patrick brought this up a few weeks ago. I just want to recap what Patrick brought up so that we can go and continue on with some of the thoughts that he had. Turn me to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, we're going to be reading verses 35 and 36. I could have gone to 11. This is not only stated once. But this is the best articulation of what I want to get at. Exodus 12, 35 and 36. I'm going to start with verse 35. Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they had asked the Egyptian articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. This would be fabric. And Yahweh had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. So we know that these three aspects, gold, silver, and cloths, clothing, were taken. Now, Yahweh takes them out of the land. They have all these wonderful things. And as Patrick so wonderfully spoke, he brings them to the bitter water. They're thirsty. And they're sitting back going, this gold and silver and all this wonderful cloth are basically meaningless. Probably the most expensive things you can go out and spend your money on. And they're supposedly your future. I mean, people go out and spend money over and over on amounts of gold because when the dollar falls, you'll still have the gold. Well, the gold doesn't help when you don't have any water. Now, what's important here about the bitter water is if you go looking through Torah, the bitter water is in regard to a husband who's concerned that his wife has committed adultery. And the point of adultery is that the wife is mixing with two husbands. Remember, you can't serve two masters. You can't have two husbands, one covenant and one covenant only. From there, he brings them bread from heaven. Not just bread up from the earth, bread from heaven. This would be the reality of his word that would sustain us. If that's not enough, he makes them thirsty again, and has Moses strike the rock, and water flows out of it abundantly. Thus making a point that all this wonderful gold and silver and cloth were basically useless for us doing this wonderful walk through the wilderness. And again, you're going, how much am I carrying? Rabbi has spoken this reality of how much baggage are you carrying around with you? What's needed? Exodus 19. Turn with me to that chapter. Exodus 19, verses 3 through 8. This is at Mount Sinai, after those events. And Moses went up to God, and Yahweh called to him from the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For the earth is mine, and you shall be for me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words you shall speak to the children of Israel. So notice that Yahweh is saying, you're my treasure. When Yahweh has a bullseye of what is his treasure, the most important thing, that's us. Okay? Exodus 25, this brings us to the actual Torah portion, 1 through 9. Now remember, where your heart is, so where your treasure is, so your heart will be. Now they've got these wonderful treasures. They've been lugging them through the wilderness. Yahweh's going, you know what? You can lay them down. Or at least putting that in their spirit. You don't need to have them. And the point being is, to have treasures other than Yahweh is you putting something away going, I'm not sure Yahweh's going to actually take care of me. Right? So I've got this backup plan. Now, please don't hear me wrong. I'm not saying retirement and stuff like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you going, I'm not so sure Yahweh can provide. I've got something for myself just in case. 25, verse 1 through 9. And Yahweh spoke to Moses. Now realize, this is the first set of words recorded. Moses has gone into the mountain. You think Yahweh could go, let me repeat the commands. They're really important. No. The first thing he's telling them, him, is this. Yahweh spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel that they may bring me an offering from everyone who gives it willingly from their heart. That they may take my offering, and this is the offering which you shall take from them, gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet thread, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, for the anointing oil, the sweet incense, the onyx stones, these are gems, stones to be set in the ephod, that's the breastplate, and let them be make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them according to all that I will show you that is in the pattern of the tabernacle and a pattern of all the furnishings just as you shall make it. So here's the thing. He's going, you know what? Remember all that stuff I gave you? Remember how it has no value? Those who are willing, give me those treasures. Give me those treasures. By giving me those treasures, you're going to actually create a sanctuary that I can be with you all the time. That I can live with you. Now you understand, there's actually something going on more than just the idea of giving up gold, silver, and these wonderful cloths that they were given. There's a transferring of value. Now transfer means to give away or to change. Or something is changing. Step one, we value with our words. We say, yes, I don't need it. I want to give away. When you make a change, quite often, you're going to say, you know what? I really want to lose that weight. I really want to change that habit. I really want to start reading the scripture on a daily basis. I really want. You start off with words. Transferring value and change. It usually moves on to step two, where we struggle with a divided heart. Yeah, I want to, but... And there's always something on their side. This is the mixed heart. Yahweh can't have you with two masters. Can't. Step three, we make a decision. Will our actions complete our words? Meaning we tell everybody, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. I promise I'm going to do it. But will, when it comes time, will you actually do what you said you were going to do? Decisions. When you come to this point, you're either going to go forward or you're going to do nothing. What I mean by do nothing is you will continue going in the course that you're going. You will be who you were. Nothing will get better. It may get a little worse because he's going to continue coming after that. What is Yahweh teaching us to value? Here's the point. Bronze, silver, gold. Well, first of all, the first container he speaks of is the ark. The ark is made of gold, wood and gold, wood covered with gold. What is it supposed to actually hold? His word. So, gold was one of the most valued things. So what is he trying to tell us that is the treasure of which we are taking the treasure value gold, we're giving it to him, and he's putting it where? His word. There's a transference of value from the gold to the ark, and if it's the ark, thus his word. Thus his presence. Thus being with him. The gems. You're going to give up these gems. They're very expensive. Where are they going to go? They're going on the breastplate of the high priest to make judgments which the breastplate must be over his heart. The reality of his mercy. And that breastplate's also going to be made of gold. And those gems are going to have the names of the children of Israel on them. Yahweh's treasure. Valued materials. I love this. It's a reserved coverings. These garments could be, these could be clothes later for you. These are fancy clothes. Coverings for us to be able to put on just in case. I need to have my extra backup insurance covering if Yahweh's not going to give me a covering. Atonement. These are deeper issues than just the physical. Have we seen this before? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Now remember, this whole thing goes after the giving of the commandments, the covenant. So you're like, but Rabbi Paul, there was a bunch of judgments in between. Yes, there was a bunch of judgments in between. That's true. But you know what? I believe those judgments were there because Yahweh knew Moses had to go up on the mountain. Who is he going to leave in charge? Well, these guys. They were supposed to decide to the law, and Moses was doing all that prior. So why did Yahweh give judgments in between Mount Sinai and this portion? I think to prepare those men when Moses would go up. I think these probably those situations occurred down there. So really, you could link the Ten Commandments to this. This is what Yahweh wanted. Matthew 9. Now I need to get there. 16. Am I in the right book? 9:16-20. That's not where I want to go, but that's, you know what? That's okay. You guys know the portion. There was this rich young man, right? And he comes before Yeshua. And when he comes before Yeshua, he says, "How do I be saved?" And Yeshua says, "Follow the what? Commandments." Remember, commandments. But the man says, "You know what? I feel incomplete." That's important. I don't feel complete by what I'm doing. Now, realize he also says that he follows all the commandments. Now, we can all laugh at that because we know that none of us follow all of the commandments. Is someone young going, "Oh, I do that. I do that." Till you start realizing, you know what? I still sin every day. So Yeshua says, "Oh, so you want more? Oh, you know what? Go and sell everything you have." Meaning, take the treasures you have, give them away, and come and follow me. Remember, this tabernacle was going to be set up, and then people were going to follow after Yahweh. Give the treasure away, the value transference going on to where is most important. So again, I bring it back to the last slide. Or one of our first slides. To lay up treasures in heaven, how do you do that? When you start to go, you know what, my goals, my aspirations, the honor, the privilege, all of the things that I've been valuing, I'm putting it aside. Yahweh's asked for it, and I'm giving it to him. It speaks of the roads in heaven being made of gold. They're not made of gold physically. It's the reality that when you've walked the path of Torah, right? That's the road. That you realize how much a treasure that word is to you when you're here. We are all walking on the yellow brick road. But we're not ending up at Oz. It's not an emerald city. It's better than that. Where your treasure is, so your heart. He says, those whose hearts are willing to give. Those who are able to go, "I'm going to let go of these treasures." The treasures are now going to be Yahweh. Yahweh, His Word, and the great gifts He's given me. And you know what? The great gifts are not your house, your car, your banking account, your inheritance. These are not the great blessings. Take them away, you'll still deal with life. But take away His peace. People spend money every day trying to find peace. People spend money every day trying to find some kind of semblance of rest, joy. Yahweh throws these on us abundantly. We don't even realize we have them until we lose them. You cannot serve Yahweh in treasures because Yahweh has already set that you're His treasure. Remember that wonderful, you're the gems over His heart? Maybe that was it. It's actually chapter 6. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. And I'm ending with this. I want to end with letting it actually finish out. Remember that there was coverings. You had to give. There was the gold and the silver. You had to give. Yeshua continues. This is after the rich man. The idea of transferring riches. I want to let Yeshua's words come to you to see that He is completely speaking of this Torah portion. Starting with verse 25. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life. That could be one of your things you treasure. What you will eat, remember what they did on the way out of the wilderness, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on, a covering or clothing. Is not your life more than food, and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet our heavenly Father feeds them. Are you of not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, could add one cubit, meaning one measurement, to your stature? So why do you worry about your clothing, the covering? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what do we eat? What shall we drink? This is what the people said in the wilderness. What shall we wear? What's our covering? For after all these things, many of the nations seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is your own trouble. Baruch Hashem. Bless His name.